ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नस्कप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथवाद श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 थ्रू 13 चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रहलाद इंस्ट्रक्ट his demoniac schoolmates. So, since it is not on the board, I will recite myself whole thing. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiramasya mantram srutsu tatsnehasita sisunam lakshaksharanam अनुरक्त चित्त पुत्रां स्मरन्ता हृदि स्त्रुदया बातृं सुसुस्वा पितरौ च दीनौ गृहान् मनोज्ञो रूपरिच्छदांश्च वृत्तिश्च कुर्या पशुभूर्जगर्वान् त्यजेत् कुशक्रूदिहमान कुर्माणि लोभाद् विस्तृता काम उपत्यजैहं बहुमन्यमान कथं विरज्येत् दुरन्तमोह। ट्रांसलेशन। हाउ कैन ए पर्सन who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorative items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm which wears a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out. Simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genital and the tongue, one is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? Very long translation. Should we repeat or?
Yeah.
Yes, we repeat. Okay, then you repeat after me, please. I already skipped word-to-word translation because it's long. So please repeat after me. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always please her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken languages, very pleasing to hear. And their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are always very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorative items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comfort? The attached householder is like a silkworm which wears a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses. The genital and the tongue. One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? Perfect. Prahlad Maharaj is getting right into the root of material existence. What is material existence? Perfect. In household affairs, the first attraction is the beautiful and pleasing wife who increases household attraction more and more. One enjoys his wife with two prominent sense organs, namely the tongue and the genitals. The wife speaks very sweetly. This is certainly an attraction. Then she prepares very palatable foods to satisfy the tongue. And when the tongue is satisfied, one gains strength in the other sense organs, especially the genitals. Thus, the wife gives pleasure in sexual intercourse. Household life means sex life. Yannaitunadi grahamedi sukham hitsucham. This is encouraged by the tongue. Then there are children. The devotee gives pleasure by speaking sweet words in broken languages. And when the sons and daughters are grown up, one becomes involved in their education and marriage. Then there are one's own father and mother to be taken care of. And one also becomes concerned with the social atmosphere and with pleasing his brothers and sisters. A man becomes increasingly entangled in household affairs, so much so that leaving them becomes almost impossible. Thus the household becomes graham andakupa, a dark well into which the man has fallen. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by a strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with a strong rope of spiritual instruction. A fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, will take him out of the dark well. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamanya Nadanti Svapadantikam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So very long translation, so I'm not going to read again, is what I do. But it's very strong translation you have heard, which has already entered into your heart. Because such a harsh and bold words of Prahlad Maharaj. So he's saying here very important thing. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchirancha mantra. So how one can not get attached and become dear to his wife, who is priyaya, the most dear priyaya wife, anukampitaya. And that wife, why you get attached to her? Because she is anukampitaya. She is very compassionate towards husband. Even a little fraction of her husband's bad thing, she cannot tolerate. It may be somebody is calling her husband with a little harsh, not much, or speaks ill about her husband. Immediately, there will be torrent of rain in her eyes. Anukampita, anukampitaya. Very affectionate. And husband seeing her in torrent of rain, like tears, he also becomes very attached to her. Stri word in Nirukti Sanskrit dictionary is that stri means expanse. Stri means the expanse. Stri means expansion. So then naturally stri will expand into sisuna. The first expansion that stri does is kitchen, pots and pans. And before that even house. As soon as you have three, means you have to expand into the apartment and build a house. I was just coming here and met one Krishna conscious man, Ashish. He is divorced. And I said, you are very young, 30, why don't you take up another wife? He says, yes, I want to, but as soon as I talk to any girl here in America, she speaks to me about, do you have a house? And do you have an apartment? Then talk to me. So this is a condition in North America, pretty much. Do you have a separate house in your parents? And do you have money, bank balance? Otherwise, don't talk to me. Condition first. Expense, immediate expense. She even becomes, before she becomes your girlfriend, she has to, I know one girl, she says, before I talk to any boy, I ask him, are you earning above 75,000 per year? Are you having that kind of 100,000? Do you have that? Then you talk to me. Otherwise, don't look at me. So, three means extension. Immediate extension is griha. And then next is thoughts and tenets. And the next expansion is children. And then Sisunam. Sneha Sita Sisunam. Srutsu. Tat Sneha Sita Sisunam. So Sisha, when she gives birth to children, then children, they speak very broken language, and it is so smoothing, so ears and heart becomes jubilant by hearing broken words of children. They like to play with them, and same children, when they grow up, they will kiss him on the face. That he doesn't know. It's a case here in the whole world, it is a case. Most of the children, at least I've seen in North America, the same thing again, that a girl wants to marry a boy in North America, why her condition is, do you have a house? Because she doesn't have nothing to do with boy's parents. She doesn't want boy's parents with her. Independent. That's the condition. Why condition? Because I want my independence. I want to hide it. And what the parents say, they tell me all this thing. I'm preaching in North America. And the parents said, my son is hijacked by his wife. Hijacked. He can't even come here by me. So nicely I raised my son. I gave him education. I spent 100,000 on his education and 100,000 on his marriage. And the guy is broken. I said to my friend, he's in Detroit. I said, you are engineer and master degree, you earn whole life, and still you have to pay your house? He says, what can I do? I make them educated, I give them education, and then I marry them. My marriage is also 100,000. The education is 100,000. And I spend it all. And now I can't even see them. I can't see Isaac. There is a third condition, you cannot see your parents. So this is material existence. Poor father, he gives his, every drop of his blood to the kid. And then at the end, he winds up in a full, old folks home. And then he says, I said, your deed is mentioned. Why you have it on sale? He says, everything belongs to bank. And now, I don't have any income, I'm retired. So what should I do? I have to get something smaller. So this is the material existence. Whole life is work like that for your wife, children, and community, friends, and society, nation. And then at the end, they will kick you. You are wretched, like Srimad Bhagavatam says. Very beautiful description. Srimad Bhagavatam says that whole life you earn like bull. Bull is tilting. Every day, 12 hours, bull is tilting the land for his owner. And when the bull is old and no more work, it cannot till, immediately send it to slaughterhouse. Why this is support him? Why is it? There is no necessity. Immediately they send it to slaughterhouse. This is an example given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So same thing, old folks, they till the land, means work hard, whole life, and then at the end, they kick you out of home. Then the material nature will kick you out of the home. So this is very pathetic condition of a living entity. What is a pathetic condition? That he gets deluded, illusion. And then he tries to manufacture all this around him, like a silk worm, cocoon. Silk worm, it creates a silk thread and then wraps around itself. And then it becomes like a cocoon, a tight fit to his body. Very tight fit. The cocoon is like a baby in the womb of a mother, very tightly wrapped up. Same cocoon. And then silkworm cannot get out of that cocoon. Cannot be liberated. And when it's wrapped, doesn't know that I'm digging my own grave, that I'll be stuck in this cocoon and I'll be killed. So such is the condition of a poor living entity, especially man. This is all about man, not woman. This is a description of a man, how he gets trapped. The Prabhupada is quoting, Yanmai Sunadi Grahamedi Sukhamitucham Kandula Ena Karayo Evadukha Dukkham Trupyanti Naiha Trupyanti Naiha Bahudukha Bhaja Kanduti Vam Manasi Jam Saheta Dira Yanmai Sunadi Grahamedi Sukhamitucham. The householders who are Grahamedi, Grahastha and Grahamedi. Grahamedi means who is grossly engaged in gross sense gratification and a subtle also. Subtle sense gratification is the position in society, fame and adoration, distinction, honor. That is a subtle sense gratification. And a gross sense gratification means here it is stated. Prabhupada is stating that for two senses, translation, two senses, the Grahamedi is worked for, a tongue and a genital. So तो यन्मैथुनादि ग्रहणे जी सुखमित उच्चम इट इज सो एवल हैप्पीनेस सो डिग्रेडेड हैप्पीनेस वेरी डिग्रेडेड हैप्पीनेस the time, gratifying time and gratifying genital. Kamadina katida katida durnidesham. The senses of our senses, we gratify so much, especially genital, so much sense gratification. We serve our senses, kamadina katita durnidesham. We serve our senses. Senses are our masters, opposite. And we serve, and on top, none of the senses are telling us, thank you, my dear servant, you have served me enough. Now I thank you very much and I leave you alone because you are suffering, because of feeding me with the sense gratification. None of the senses will say thank you. So yanmaitanadi graha medhi sukhami tuchyam. Tuchyam, very, 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 very disgusting and very, in, very, very insignificant happiness. Tuchyam, yanmaitanadi, maitanadi. Maitan means set and adi means all other senses grants gratification. Adi. Yan maithunadi, maithunadi, means any kind of sense purification, not just sex. It's tuchyam, very low. Kanduleena karayor, eva dukkha dukkham. Kanduleena karayor, karayor means one hand is eating, then you rub another hand on top. So that is called kanduleena karayor. Kar means hand. So, sex is like that. Rubbing two hands eases your itch. So, same thing, Prabhupada says, two genitals. When you rub with each other, it releases your itch. Kanduleena karayo. Eva dukkha dukkham. And from this itch, sex itch, what comes out? Dukkha dukkham. Prabhupada says, the mother is suffering, the father is suffering, and child is also suffering. Nobody is happy out of this itch. This is what is being produced. Children. The children are not happy, and father and mother are not happy. Fight. Every day fight. Very rare that everything will go very smooth in every day of your life. Very rare. Cannot. Unless you change yourself. Then it can go smooth. Just like there are spikes everywhere in the world. Spikes. And you want to walk. And you say, whole world is no good. Let me change it. Let me pick up spikes from everywhere. It is not a good proposal. Less intelligence. The intelligence is you wear the suit yourself. Then you are happy. No spike in your face. You wear the suit. You change yourself. You cannot change the world. You can try as much as you can, like Srila Prabhupada tried as much as he could. Because this is material world. People doesn't want to. Want to change. A devotee, a Vaishnava, must be ready to change every moment until he becomes like purest devotee. If we are not pure, like Srila Prabhupada, Sadguru Swami, Narada Muni, then we should be ready for constant change. So that is what it is. Unless somebody is ready to change himself, he cannot be happy. Because yannaitanadi grahamedi sukham is tucham. Kandulayana karaya eva dukkha dukkham. Not just dukkha dukkham. Two times it is said. Nothing but distress. Eva dukkha dukkham. Kandulayana karaya eva dukkha dukkham. Trupyanti na iha bahu dukkha bhajya. Again, trupyanti na. You cannot cleanse your thirst for sense gratification. The sense gratification will never say that, okay, now you had enough of me. Now I'm taking, leaving you alone. The more, duskarena analena cha. It's like a blazing fire. The more fuel ghee you add into the blazing fire, the more it will grow. Duskarena analena. So sense gratification is like that. The more you gratify your senses, the more they need, the more they want. This is sense gratification. Matras parsastu kaunteya sitoshno sukha dukha dhara. Agama apayama nityam. Aham sitiksa bharata. Tolerate. Why? Because as soon as there is a contact of senses, with the sense object, immediately there is a distress and little flickering happiness. Sukha dukha da. More distress than sukha. So this is intelligence. We have to use our intelligence. This is all nothing but useless, futile endeavor to gratify senses. Eva dukkha dukkham. Trupyanti na iha. You can never get satisfied. Bahu dukkha bhajya. And you will wind up with dukkh and nothing else. And how much dukkh? Bahu dukkh. Not just bahu dukkh. Bahu dukkha bhajya. Kandu siwan. Manasi jan. And all this sense gratification, happiness, enjoyment, is born out of mind, which is illusion. Perfect illusion. That I'm enjoying. He cannot enjoy. Just like Prabhupada gives the example, a camel. Camel is eating thorn, and the thorn is twig. When he eats, the spike goes into his jaws and his whole mouth. And the blood comes out. And the poor camel tastes that blood and thinks that this is very, very palatable, very enjoyable. The thorn is very, very sweet and very tasty. It doesn't know that my own blood I am sucking and I am enjoying that. So sex life and all other sense gratification beginning with sex life is like that. We are killing ourselves, we are killing our consciousness. We are deluding our consciousness by indulging in sense gratification, gross or subtle. It's all tuccha, very insignificant. So this is cocoon. We wrap ourselves around with the cocoon. This burden, that burden. Children burden, wife burden, and nokri, job burden, and house burden, and car's installment burden, and insurance burden, and telephone bill burden, and we increase so much complication. It's very complicated. We complicate ourselves. And then we get trapped in that cocoon. So this is very, very less intelligent thing to do, that we will become happy. It's not the proposition of Bhagavatam. And that's why Bhagavatam is advising us that we have to take up a spiritual master who can guide you properly. Prabhupada says in last paragraph, last sentence, a fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna, will take him out of this dark well. It says, for such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by a strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with a strong rope. So, intelligence is to take shelter of the spiritual master. People think that I don't need spiritual master, or Prabhupada is my spiritual master, I don't need the present Vartman Acharya. That's not our philosophy. We need Prabhupada. Prabhupada is our Siksha Guru, and all other gurus come from him. That's why his name is Prabhu, Pad. All the spiritual masters take shelter of his lotus feet, sit under his lotus feet, and that is his exalted position. But still you need Vartman Guru, who can come on top of a well. You are drowning. Prabhupada gives this instruction. Prabhupada says this, that is you are drowning in the well. You have no shelter. And if somebody on the top of the well can lower down the rope, and you catch hold of that rope, then the person on top can pull you out of the well. So that rope is the instruction of spiritual master. And still, instruction are there, but you have to catch hold of that rope, instruction. You have to follow the instructions. Everything has to be intact. Only spiritual master on top, which is Vartman, which is present, who is in person standing there in front of your eyes, in your life, he is living, and he is lowering rope, and that rope is instructions, are the instructions, and that doesn't make you successful. You have to grab hold of that rope. You have to follow his instructions. Then we can come out. So, we are trapped up. Prabhupada gives another example, that if somebody is tied up with one pole, and if another so-called spiritual master is tied up in the another pole, so nobody can help nobody. But if a spiritual master is a liberated soul, he is a devotee of Krishna Vaishnava, who is in parampara, he can easily come and untie you. So we have to have some help. Ekaki amar nahi paaye bala harinama sankirtan tumi kripa kare sraddha bindu diya yah krishna namadani. Krishna se tumar krishna dite paar tumara sakati yasi amito kangal krishna krishna boli dhaye tava paache paache. My dear Gurudev, Vaishnava Acharya, you are very compassionate, and on my own I cannot make to Krishna consciousness, make to all the way to Goloka Vrindavan. I cannot go back to home, back to Godhead on my own. I cannot chant Hare Krishna on my own. Ekaki amar nahi paaye bal harinama sankirtan tumi kripa kari sraddha bindu diya. Out of your causeless compassion, you have given me that faith in the matter of executing devotional service, beginning with chanting the holy name. Sraddha bindu diya. Deha Krishna Ekaki amar nahi paaye bala harinama sankirtane tumi kripa kari sraddha bindu diya ದೇಹ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮಧನಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಧನಿ ಸಾರಿ ದೇಹ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಧನಿ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಮೀ ದಿಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಧನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೆಜರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯೋರ್ ಕ್ಯಾಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ ನೋಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೊನೋಪಾಲಿ ಓವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಏಕಾಕಿ ಮಾರ್ ನಾಯಿ ಪಾಯ ಬಲ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನೆ ತುಮಿ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರಿ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ತುಮಿ ಕೃಪಾ ಕರಿ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಬಿಂದು ದಿಯಾ ದೇಹ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮದನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆ ತೋಮಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆ ತೋಮಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಿತ್ಯ ಪಾರ್ and it is in your hand to give Krishna to me. Krishna sa tomar, Krishna nitya paar, tomara sakati yase. It is your power by which Krishna can become mine. Krishna sa tomar, Krishna nitya paar, tomara sakati yase. Amito kanga, and I am very wretched, I am fallen, and I have no hope, I am loitering in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. I mean, so kangal. Kangal is ratchet. Penniless. Useless. No value. Kangal. Sorry, I have to do this. I mean, so kangal. And I'm very fallen. And what I'm doing? Krishna, Krishna, boli. Dhayata bapasya pasya. I'm just shouting loud. On top of my voice, Krishna, Krishna, and I'm running like a madman behind your lotus feet, so that I can have Krishna. So this is Pragat Guru. You have to take shelter of the Guru, whoever it may be, in ISKCON. But without taking shelter of a Guru, who is Vartaman Guru, you cannot take shelter of Guru Parampara. So that's why Prabhupada says that, yes, that rope can be cut by your spiritual master. He can instruct you. So smart Gurum Prapadyeti, Treya Jignasud. Anyway, I think we should stop. Probably we can go on. Any question? Any question ever? Yes? Speak loudly, please. I can't talk. I have a bad ear. Prabhupada says, a tree has to bear fruit. So fruits are children. So just life means producing children. That's why Brahma has created man and a woman, so that there can be progeny, prajapati, praja can take place. So Krishna and Brahma wanted praja. So they also produce this sex impulse. because they can have genitals that can be present. It is for producing, reprocreation, Krishna, producing the Krishna conscious children. That's the soul and substance of getting married, so that we can have children and raise them in Krishna conscious way. Otherwise it is for sense gratification. No children means for sense gratification. I don't want responsibility, but I want sense gratification. So that is not how Krishna had manifested this world. The production, if you want to produce children, then responsibility comes along with it. So this is like exploiting material nature, taking all kind of drugs not to produce, and all kind of grasta life means children. And that's why the Asirvad is also that you may have, you know, children. Right. He's giving this Asirvad to everybody when he goes for preaching. Brahman's business is to bless them. So that is not a good proposition. Married life means children. Take care of them. Entanglement. And to married life means entanglement. So thank you very much. We have, oh sorry. Oh, you are here? I didn't have my glasses on. We are old friends. Yes, yes. Exactly. But naturally if you don't have children, not that you have birth control pills, no children, and let's go traveling and preaching. Not that. But naturally if you don't have children, then the best way, best use of our life is to preach and make others successful. So that's true. It's a travel and preach. Yes? Make more devotees. Yes. Make more devotees. Like Sankarsan Prabhu in North America. He doesn't have children. And he's traveling and preaching. So like that. That is true. Yeah. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantrasya Bhagavatam ki. Sukrala Govindeji ki. Venadvadev Subhadra Devi ki. Sati Govindita ki. Vaishnava Bhaktavandi ki. Jai Premanandi.